Welcome to Film Companion. I'm Anupama Chopra and here are this week's reviews. The second edition of the Lust Stories anthology isn't strictly speaking just about lust. Only one story directed by R. Balki and titled Made for Each Other celebrates the joy of good sex. The other three, directed by Konkana Sen Sharma, Sujoy Ghosh and Amit Ravindranath Sharma, delve into darker spaces. We see marital rape, emotional and physical violence, voyeurism and even murder. But desire propels all the stories. Above all, this collection serves to reconfirm Konkana's prowess as a director. The two-time National Award-winning actor has only directed once before, A Death in the Ganj in 2016. That film, one of my favorites, was a haunting, beautifully understated portrait of family dysfunction and how easily and casually people scar each other. If you haven't seen it, I recommend that you find it immediately. In Lust Stories 2, Konkana tells the story of a relationship between an affluent, single, Mumbai boss lady, Ishita, played by Tilotama Shom, and her domestic worker, Seema, played by Amrita Subhash. These are two of our finest actors being directed by a third. So you can imagine the level of performance here. Both Tilotama and Amrita are stellar, delivering the nuance and conflicting and complex emotions this story requires. But what's even more thrilling is the thorny material that Konkana and co-writer Pooja Tolani are dealing with. I don't want to reveal too much, but this short dives fearlessly into lust, illicit pleasure, the act of looking, shame, class and the power dynamic, and dependence. At one point, Seema screams at Ishita that she is incapable of doing any work in the house and needs her for everything, including washing her underwear. The film's title is The Mirror. Which is literal, a mirror plays a key role, but it also alludes to how what unfolds reveals so much about these women and us viewers who are also looking at them looking. There are passages in the film which have no dialogue. The actions, the superb background music by Sagar Desai, fluid camera movements by Anand Bansal, and silken editing by Sayukta Kaza establish how the relationship between these two women changes. Who is looking? Who is observing herself being looked at and who in that moment has control. It's a masterful erotic dance which must necessarily build, forgive the pun, to an explosive climax. But Konkana doesn't end it there. She takes it to a tender and mischievous place. If you have time for only one film in this anthology, make it this one. And do keep an eye or actually ear out for Konkana's cameo. She is Sammy, Ishita's friend, who we only hear on the phone. Director R. Balki stays on safer ground. The radical idea here is a grandmother, Nina Gupta, in reliably good form, who strongly advocates for sex before marriage. She refers to it as a test drive and to an orgasm as Mount Fuji, which of course reminded me of the mother played by Seema Pava and Shubh Mangal Savdan, who also uses metaphors to deliver sexual advice to her daughter. She describes a woman's body as this mysterious gufa which opens up only for Ali Baba and not for the Chalice Chor. This dadi, however, is insistent that her granddaughter experiment because she says sex is important for love. Dadi's seemingly conservative exterior, she does a lot of puja, her head is always covered by her sari, camouflages her progressive, straight-talking personality. This film has sweetness and joy, and I think most Indian homes would benefit with a member like Dadi. The other two films are more uneven. Amit sets his story in dusty Rajasthan. A small-time Raja, who's an alcoholic and a predator, terrorizes his family and his hired help. He proudly refuses to turn his palace into a hotel, but he can't afford to maintain it. Insects now live here with as much claim as humans. The film's title, Tilchatta, means cockroach. This film is beautifully shot by Tapan Tushar Basu, who is also the DOP on Sujoy's film. Amit's film also features a superb performance by Kumud Mishra as the repulsive, grotesque Devyani Singh. Kajol, as his silently suffering wife, is also very good. Amit and his writer Saurabh Chaudhary skillfully build up the drama, but ultimately they aren't able to land the end twist with enough force, which is the same issue with Sujoy's film called Sex with X, which also features a nasty, lecherous man played by Vijay Verma. His insatiable lust lands him in this picturesque small town where he runs into a woman he once knew. He pursues her, but he has little idea of where he actually is or what he's heading into. this shot is one of the few times when it feels like Vijay just phoned it in. I think it has to do more with the tepid writing. If you want to see Vijay in superlative form, watch Tahar. But Tamanna Bhatia hits the right notes literally as a music teacher. She sort of revels in her voluptuousness and she seems to be having fun. A shout out also to producers Ronnie Screwvala and Ashish Duasara, who have become Hindi cinema's anthology experts. They started in 2013 with Bombay Talkies, which celebrated 100 years of Indian cinema, and since then have delivered several anthologies, including Ghost Stories and Lust Stories. I personally enjoy the variety the format offers. Anthologies work like Forrest Gump's box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. You can watch Lust Stories too on Netflix. Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews, and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.